The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
Speaking of musicians and whatnot, got a show for you that is going to be happening in the area this Saturday. Miss Maggie Rose will be performing, and in fact, as luck would have it, she joins us by telephone somewhere out on the road on the way to St. Louis, Missouri. Hi, Maggie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. You got a show. Is it what tonight? What are you doing over there?
We are headed to St. Louis for a show tonight, and we have another show in St. Louis tomorrow. And then we're coming to see you guys on Saturday evening.
Yeah, you're gonna be over in Wilson, Arkansas, just down the street.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. My mother and father-in-law have gone to a couple derby parties there and told us how beautiful the town is. So this will be my first time visiting.
Oh yeah, you'll like it. It is quite nice. So that'll be a fine time. I've got your music here. You've got this album that's coming. Was it September 21st? Is that when it's going to drop?
September 21st, so a month from this coming Monday.
Tell me about this record. What's it all about?
We have been working on this record for over a year now, and I did it completely live with a 13-piece band, many of whom are traveling with me in the bus right now to Missouri. And we just wanted to throw it back. You know, today's a very timely day to discuss the record because Aretha Franklin was such an inspiration for it. And
yeah,
she did it live in the room, recording as one with her band, and it was awesome. Kind of a throwback method to do it, and that was what melded the whole record together.
We just did
it in little installations over the last year because of the fact that we had to get 16 people together every time. Do a lot of rehearsing beforehand because that was your one shot. And we documented every song with video as well and have been making an accompanying documentary with the album.
Is that coming out at the same time?
It's coming out at the same time. And we just kind of wanted to show people that the process that we made it is kind of different from what you see in Nashville a lot these days. We took it back to the basics. It was a challenge, but I think that my favorite project I've ever done.
Yeah, the idea of recording in a studio live as one unit, it's starting to come back, and it's, you know, it is an older way of doing things, but I think it adds a lot more dynamic to the songs you're making because you're getting immediate feedback amongst the guys in the band and then with yourself, and there's a groove that you can fall into, and it just feels good, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I think that everyone's aware you're going into each take that, like, this is your shot. And if anyone is to make a mistake, which happens, we all have to start over because I'm 3 feet away from the background vocalist. The drummer is in the same room and it's all bleeding through each other's mics. But it gives it that energy that you can really, you know, that's why people go out to see live music, is to see that kind of dedication to getting that take and coming together. And there's a lot of camaraderie as well, and these are my friends, so you can hear that come through as well.
Yeah, there's something to be said for working under those conditions, you know, for whether it's a background singer, a guitar player, bassist, or whoever you got in the room, that you screw this up, we got to start all over, and all of a sudden everybody yeah. starts to work as one cohesive unit, and the only thing different in is just you're just minus an audience, which I'm sure adds a whole different dynamic to you when you're out performing.
Right, that's why we invited the camera crew to come in so we could have that added pressure as well.
it's cheating in a way, but it works, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I think that you're going to try and deliver your best performance when there's a camera in your face and the tape is rolling. So it was fun. And everyone, I think, just upped their game. It was pretty inspiring to watch everyone delivering their best performance.
Did it feel like you were, you know, on a stage even though you're in just some, you know, dark studio somewhere, or did it actually, you were able to kind of recreate that in your mind?
Yeah, I think this is the first time I've ever done a record completely like this, and you know, before 1992 this is how everyone did it, and there's a lot of pressure and more pre-production than I'd ever had to do before going into the studio session, but I think it was more just the
fact that everyone was relying on me to deliver each take as if that was the take, because we decided to go in and select for the entire record our favorite take of each song from start to finish. So the margin for error was kind of non-existent. And then those little things that I would have maybe groomed over in previous recordings and making records, you just leave it alone, and those end up becoming your favorite moments in retrospect.
Oh, certainly. And it puts a lot of emphasis on the whole act of rehearsal, too. You know, it's because even in an overdub scenario, you rehearse a little bit, so you kind of have an idea. But there's always that thing in the back of your head that goes, oh, if I screw this up, we can fix it in post. But when you're doing it like this, not so much.
So I think that was the factor that really did make me feel like I feel when I step on stage for a show, which as a performer, you kind of crave that feeling of, okay, I nailed it, just like anything. And then you also feel the dread of making the mistake and having everyone start over. But in a live setting, you don't get that opportunity.
No, you screw up. You got to own it then.
Right.
I would think it probably doesn't.
Own it on Saturday.
Well, you know, though, sometimes a mistake, and I've heard this happen before, that, you know, you might make a mistake on stage, but it's sort of a happy mistake that, you know, say, hey, that actually kind of worked. I think we may start incorporating it. And these songs begin to take a life of their own when you get them out there like that.
Absolutely. That was one of the advantages we had in making this record for the entire last year, because we'd go in and we'd cut three songs, and then I'd write more to fit with those three songs, road test them, then go back in the next recording session, having been equipped with the knowledge of, okay, this is how the audience reacts to it. This resonates with people here. And you change your inflections on how you perform it after you've been able to deliver it a couple of times to a bunch of different audiences.
Oh yeah. Cause I would imagine that when you're up there, you know, front and center, and you got a hopefully a nice packed room, and you're working your show, you're spending a lot of time trying to feel out where that audience is, aren't you?
Absolutely. All of a sudden you're like, huh, I'm making a different choice now that there's a ton of people staring back at me, and you make these impromptu creative decisions, and they end up being like, you know, some of the most memorable parts about songs that we love.
Well, that's good. I mean, does it alter so much as like your phrasing or anything like that when you're singing a
phrasing
particular
phrasing changes? Sometimes just patience with a moment. You know, you rush through it in the studio because you feel like, okay, I'm indulging too much in this moment. But then when you're in front of an audience, you realize that time goes by so much quicker than you think it does behind the microphone.
Oh yeah. Oh,
space is good, and all sorts of things, you know, taking a solo longer or shorter. And it's a very valuable thing to get to be able to give the songs a little life before you put them down on tape.
And yeah, because there's a little bit of magic. I think a lot of non-musicians may not quite understand what I'm talking about here, but when you get into the zone and you're up on stage or you're in the studio, there's a lot of nonverbal communication that goes on over there with just maybe a look or a wink or a nod, that they know exactly what you want to have done. You want that solo to extend a bit, or you want, you know, more inflection on this or that or the other. It starts to happen, and these songs begin to take a kind of a different flavor, don't they?
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the reasons that you go to see a live performer, is because every time it's going to be a little bit different. If you're someone who's singing the same songs again and again, you're going to try and push your interpretation of it a little bit every time.
Yeah, that's part of the challenge of us. It's what they pay you for, right? you're a working musician. You're living in, you live in Nashville, is that right?
Yes, I've lived in Nashville for a decade.
Oh, my.
And it's changed so much, but I love it. I mean, it's all types of music are coming out of Nashville. The traffic's getting a little bit worse, but this is the one drawback of having a city growing as fast as Nashville is.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, I've talked to several artists that have come out of there, and you know they always say the same thing. You know, Nashville is a constantly, their music scene is constantly evolving, and it's And it is it's very, very business-ish, if you will. But there's a lot of suits that are hanging around there, sniffing around the studio doors, looking for something to have happen over there. And for some artists, they're like, you know what? I think I need to get out on the road a little bit more just to get away from this. Or, you know, hey, maybe I should come to Memphis and start making my stuff here. There's a lot of that's happening, and I understand it because Austin, Texas, was going through the same thing. You know, with that same, I don't know, got kind of plastic in a way.
Yes, and I think I found that there's more artists doing this independently. We did this whole album independent, like on our own with my management company. And I've had plenty of record deals in the past, but I've never really felt the freedom to make this music the way that I want it to until now.
Yeah.
And especially a lot of my female peers. Like, I'm friends with a big group of female artists in Nashville. Some of them are rock, Americana, country. And we all kind of are sharing this moment right now where, you know, you don't need to wait for someone to tell you to make something. We make music because we love to, and I'm starting to see some of the best music come out of these artists that I've known for a while. There's something going on in Nashville with this energy, and people are inspired right now because there's so many new ways to get your music to your audience that don't involve the ways that only existed when I moved here about almost 11 years ago.
Yeah, and it's something how, you know, something as simple as, well, not simple, but is something as understandable as the internet has changed everything,
right?
You know?
Direct to consumer is a beautiful thing, and you know, I've partnered with YouTube, which is just a brand new world in how I'm getting my music out to the audience. And if you love making music and you're resourceful, there is an abundance of ways to reach your specific audience that's going to love it.
Yeah, the freedom, as you mentioned, too, just having the freedom of not having to, you know, abide by the old checklist of all the songs got to have this, this, and this, and this, and it's an 8-to-5 gig. And, you know, it all of a sudden you feel like you're being put into a box and taking yourself away from that. My hat's off to you, Maggie, going the independent route. I know it's not easy, but I think it would, in the long run, probably be a little more rewarding for you.
It's been really fun. I think I've never been this busy, too, so just kind of taking it project by project, and I'm able to do what I love, and I think that's pretty awesome, comfortably and freely.
That's fantastic. So you're out on the road now. You got a show in St. Louis. Is that tonight and tomorrow night? Is that right?
Yes. Tonight we're doing a bit of a corporate gig. It's actually for the World Food Championships.
Oh, that'll
all
be fun.
The chefs from all over the world who are in the semifinals, and I'm a foodie, so this is actually like personally a dream gig.
Yeah, go
tomorrow
hungry.
Tomorrow we're playing at this big rock club called Off Broadway.
Yeah.
St. Louis. And that's the official beginning tomorrow evening of my Change the Whole Thing tour. And we come to see you all on Saturday, and then I'm off to the races and continuing to promote the album release.
How long are you gonna be out?
I will be gone from Nashville pretty much for the next month.
So you're gonna be out for about 4 or 5 weeks then?
Yes.
All right. Well, best.
Which we kind of have been consistently with little breaks to go home to Nashville and do laundry and then leave again. Basically, just do laundry and repack your suitcase.
And yeah, just, you know, pet the dog, have a sandwich, and head out the door again.
Right. Yeah, make sure that your house hasn't flooded.
Yes.
Back out.
Yes.
And we just moved to a new house in May. So it's been a very awesome but hectic summer.
Well, yeah. Well, hopefully things will slow down for you enough for you to enjoy some time back at home and get this record out and get to selling it. It drops September 21st. Yes, and be looking for it and wherever it's sold. It'll be all over the place. The show here is in Wilson, Arkansas. It is the tickets are available on Eventbrite, if I understand that right.
And that's correct.
Yep, Saturday, 8 p.m., and so go on out and enjoy the show. We got a tune here we're going to play here in just a little while from you there, Maggie. And my best of luck to you there and with the new record and being out on the road, and hopefully you'll meet a lot of whole new fans out there and sell you a bunch of these tunes.
Well, thank you for helping me reach them. We can't wait. We're looking forward to it.
And next time you pass and you're back through here, back into Memphis or anything like that, just come stop into the studio and say hello to us. And, you know, we got a recording facility here. If you want to make a live record again, we can do that too.
Absolutely. I would love that. We will plan on that.
All right. Very good.
And today is the anniversary of Elvis's passing, so I think it's very suitable in Memphis for sort of a significant day, the Queen of Soul and the King of Rock.
Yeah, it's kind of a heavy day around here, and people are taking it in stride as one would expect. But she was born here, and her house over on Lucy.
Right.
Is boarded up, and there's been people that have been writing like with Sharpies well wishes on the clapboards.
The absolute best. I swear I wouldn't sing the way that I do had I not had the opportunity to grow up with her music. And she sings from her toenails, and I think that it was very powerful to see someone just let go like that.
She was certainly
me and many singers all over the world are thanking her today for sure, but we will come to Memphis and visit the studio. I'd love that.
Please do. Maggie, be safe out on the road and good luck on the with all the shows, and we'll see you on Saturday. How about that?
Thank you so much.
All right then. There you go. That's Miss Maggie Rose going to be playing in Wilson, Arkansas this Saturday. If you'd like to hear a little bit of the music before it even gets released, dig this.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.